and welcome to episode 24 of the Everyday Confidence Podcast. I'm your host, Steve George, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to write your own personal blueprint. Welcome back. Well, the weather seems to be warming up a little bit this week. We're up to 20 degrees today here in the UK, so hopefully spring has finally sprung. Anyway, back to today's podcast, and what I've decided to do is over the next few weeks to give you just one thing to concentrate on in each episode. That way, you can start to build up a toolkit of tasks and strategies that are going to help you move forward. So if there's anything specific you'd like help with, you can always drop me an email at steve@theskillfulmind.com, and I'll try my very best to create an episode on that specific thing for you. But for now, let's get on with today's subject, which is designing your own personal blueprint. Now, whenever you're learning something new, it's always best to know where it is you want to end up before you start, because that way you've got a goal or a purpose in mind to head for. And that's the main reason for designing a personal blueprint. It gives you a direction to aim at, making it easier to know what things you need to improve on so you can get there in the shortest amount of time. Now, generally speaking, if you ask someone what they'd like out of life, then they'll usually struggle to give you a decent answer. But if you ask them what they don't want, they'll usually have a long list of stuff for you. And that's the biggest problem. Unfortunately, people naturally seem to focus on what they don't want in life rather than the things that they do want. And if you've read or listened to anything about personal development before, you've probably seen or heard one of the following statements, or at least something that's quite similar. Things like, you get what you focus on, or whatever you keep your attention on, you'll create, or your focus equals your future. All of these things are used to help people understand that they create what's happening to them just by the things that they're thinking about. So if your focus is always on what you don't want, then the things you don't want is going to end up being what you get. So the easiest way to design a blueprint so that you know what you want is to find yourself a quiet place you can sit for a few minutes, get yourself a notebook or a few sheets of paper, and then close your eyes and picture your life if everything was the way that you wanted it to be. So imagine things like how you would look in this perfect life. What sort of things would you be doing? And what would your body language be like? What things would you do differently to the way that you do them now? How would you act around people? What kind of things would you be saying to yourself? Anything that you can think of that would get better once you became this new, improved version of you. So imagine as much as you can about this new, improved version of you, then describe this version in as much detail as you can on the paper. And then every day, set aside a couple of minutes to read the description, then in as much detail as you can, picture yourself actually being this person. The more often you remember to do it, the less you're going to have to consciously focus on what you really want. Because imagining yourself being this new person will give you the focus you need to get there. Well, that's it for another quick episode. I hope it's been helpful. The show notes, as ever, will be over on the website, which is theskillfulmind.com/podcast/24. Feel free to leave any questions or comments you might have on that page. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll speak with you soon. Bye for now.